it's time to manage them a little better, because they are, I mean, they're just thick, and you're just asking for people to get hurt.
That's exactly the wrong attitude, and it will be guaranteed to stop recovery in its tracks.
From Wyoming Public Media, this is The Modern West. I'm Micah Schweitzer. This time we're exploring the fate of the grizzly bear. The Endangered Species Act was created decades ago to conserve threatened species through federal management. Sometimes animals are removed from the list if it's believed they can survive in the wild without that protection. This is called delisting. Yellowstone grizzlies were first considered endangered in 1975. For decades, delisting grizzly bears has been a highly controversial topic. First, they were delisted in 2007, then placed back under federal protection in 2009. And then in 2017, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed the Yellowstone population of grizzlies from the threatened species list. And despite protests, grizzlies are currently under state management. But the debate isn't over quite yet. In 2017, right after the grizzly was delisted, conservation groups filed lawsuits to put the species back under federal protection. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reported that story.
Paul Miller just got back from a 12-day hunting trip outside of Cody with some friends.
Yeah, we went on a mountain goat and a bighorn sheep hunt. One guy drew both tags, and we archery hunted it for a couple days and then hunted sheep with a rifle.
There, he saw 15 grizzly bears. Miller says he's excited at the possibility of one day soon being able to hunt a bear. Conversations about trophy hunting jump-started this month as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officially removed the grizzly from the endangered species list. Miller is one of many in town who agree it's about time the animal be put under state management.
When you can go into one drainage and you don't travel more than, I don't know, 2 or 3 miles each way, and you can find 20 or 15 grizzly bears, I'd say that it's time to manage them a little better, because they're just thick, and you're just asking for people to get hurt.
The grizzly bear was listed as an endangered species in 1975. The controversy over its listing started closer to 2003, though, when the population surpassed the recovery criteria set by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. In 2007, the Yellowstone grizzly was actually delisted, but federal protections were restored following a lawsuit that ended in 2009. Under federal management, it's harder to put down problem bears. Residents say there's an increasing number of bears getting closer to town, hunting is prohibited, and for many, there's also this simple gut reaction.
It's our wildlife, it's within Wyoming's boundaries. We have a great team here that knows how to manage it and doesn't need to have Big Brother looking over their shoulder.
That's Lee Livingston, a Park County commissioner and an outfitter who does stand to benefit if hunting grizzlies is allowed. He's walking into the courthouse in downtown Cody. He thinks this battle is still a ways from being over.
I say a lot of folks are probably still holding their breath. Been there, done it, seen it. We're not going to say it's done until it's done.
This month, more than 10 groups have filed or joined lawsuits against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, arguing the decision to remove the grizzly from the endangered species list is premature and could lead to their decline. Those include Sierra Club, the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, and the Western Watersheds Project. Livingston obviously opposes the litigation.
They're doing well, and now they're grasping at straws to litigate under anything they can find. And the latest round of litigation, I think, shows that.
Litigants say that there's been a troubling drop in the Yellowstone bears population recently, with more than 60 bears dying between 2014 and 2016. With dwindling food sources as well, they argue it's not the time to take away protections, let alone allow hunting to begin. Chuck Neal, a longtime Cody resident, is disappointed by those who want to allow hunting, especially in the outskirts of grizzly habitat.
That's exactly the wrong attitude, and it will be guaranteed to stop recovery in its tracks.
Neal says the only way to properly recover the grizzly is to allow them to move and settle between different habitats, like in Glacier National Park. Neal says that means bears in the periphery of Yellowstone are the most valuable.
Because they are the ones that are pioneering out, trying to recolonize historically occupied contiguous habitat.
Neal says federal regulation has allowed grizzlies the safety of making a slow and steady rebound, but the work isn't done.
We are snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory because we are getting that close. We're getting close, and we're going to guarantee it's never going to take place.
Director of the Draper Natural History Museum, Dr. Charles Preston, has lived in Cody for 19 years and has watched the controversy unfold. He says the change shouldn't be seen as a death sentence or a miracle, but an opportunity.
This is the end of one chapter, that chapter of long-term protection and recovery that we should be celebrating. And it's the beginning of another chapter. And that chapter is management and conservation of the grizzly bears.
As for the lawsuits, it is possible they could stop the delisting of the grizzly bear, but it will take many more years to resolve. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.
That proposed hunt Cooper mentioned in that story has been scheduled for later this fall. It's the first hunt since the bear was listed as threatened in the 1970s. The hunt allows for up to 22 grizzly bears to be taken in Wyoming and one in Idaho. Montana opted against a hunt. And while hunting is a part of Wyoming's grizzly management plan, some bears still have nothing to worry about. Right before the license application period opened, the Jackson-based Shoot 'Em With a Camera campaign encouraged opponents of the hunt to apply for tags. Two people who were planning not to kill grizzly bears drew licenses for the historic hunt. One of them is Tom Mangelson, a nature photographer.
The time has come, 2018, to really think about the value of wildlife for what it is to everybody. The public has the right to see bears, and the hunters do not have the right to take that away from the public.
Mangelson says he hopes the justice system will intervene by putting grizzly bears back on the endangered species list. And in mid-September, a federal district court judge heard both sides in a hearing debating whether to put the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly bear back under federal protection. No decision has been made yet, but the judge stalled Wyoming and Idaho's grizzly hunt until later in September while he decides the case. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska outlines the issue.
This is a complicated issue that digs deep into the nitty-gritty of the law, policy, and regulations of the Endangered Species Act, or the ESA. But here are two issues that are the heart of the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly bear case, also known as the GYE grizzly. The first, the definition of recovery.
I wouldn't say the Yellowstone grizzly bear population is recovered.
That's Andrea Sansiri. She's an attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity.
I don't think that's the way we should be looking at things. I don't think we should be looking at this piecemeal. Well, maybe they're recovered here.
Conservation and tribal groups argue the ESA doesn't call for just one segment of the historical grizzly bear range to be recovered, but rather the much larger area that encompasses several states. Brian Nesvik is the chief game warden for Wyoming Game and Fish. He says the conservative estimate of 750 grizzlies in the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem is well over the ESA requirement to be recovered.
The Endangered Species Act contemplates that when a species is recovered, it should revert to state management. It doesn't contemplate protections long into the future, even following recovery.
For the state of Wyoming, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and other defendants, there is no question that the GYE grizzlies are recovered. And because of the way the ESA works, this means it's time for the states to take over management. This is the second issue at the heart of the case. Who should manage the grizzlies, the state or federal government? Cody Wisniewski is an attorney representing Wyoming farmers and ranchers. He says for his clients, grizzlies are posing a real threat to their way of living.
The grizzly bears, if they get into a sheep pen, will take out an entire flock of sheep. They don't leave anything standing. So not only is it catastrophic losses, but it's also just a fierce safety concern.
Since the bear was delisted a year ago, those conflicts are being handled at the local level, which is what they prefer.
Dealing with the federal government is never an enjoyable experience. But, you know, they would much rather have the opportunity to go to their local warden or work with their elected officials, as they should be able to address the population that lives in the state's borders, in their backyard.
Wisniewski says effective local management is best. Sansiri of the Center for Biological Diversity disagrees.
We now see what that management will look like, catering and bowing down to the trophy hunters in this country.
Sansiri says under federal management, states are not ignored. The state's input is considered. For the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, consideration isn't always enough. Dr. Chuck Preston is the curator of the Draper Natural History Museum at the Center of the West in Cody. He says somehow a balance needs to be found between local and national interest.
It comes down to a matter of trust. Do we trust
these local states who have vested political interests beyond the grizzly bear itself. Can we trust them to manage this?
Preston says, unfortunately, wildlife management is not just about the animal.
A relatively small portion of wildlife science and a big part of people and understanding people, culture and cultural values.
Ultimately, Wyoming feels it has the right to manage grizzlies because of how much they invested in the bears. And a big percentage of the bears live within its borders. And they also think they'll do a good job, which they think they've proven the two times the bear has been delisted. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kotelska at the Center of the West in Cody.
The judge in the case is scheduled to rule whether the hunt can proceed later in September. And you can stay up to date on news about the Yellowstone grizzly at wyomingpublicmedia.org. The Trump administration is proposing sweeping changes to the Endangered Species Act, but it's actually late to the party. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso has been leading the GOP effort within Congress to revamp the decades-old legislation that was set up to protect animals on the brink of extinction back in 1973. It hasn't been reauthorized since 1992, and Barrasso wants to overhaul it. Matt Laszlo has more.
The Endangered Species Act has been the law of the land for more than 40 years. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service website, the act is intended to highlight the aesthetic, ecological, educational, recreational, and scientific value to our nation and its people. But Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says it needs updating.
The Endangered Species Act was written, created, and adopted for all the right reasons, and there's just too much sand in the gears right now.
Barrasso says the act creates too many hoops and hurdles.
We know that for every, 100 species that have been added to the list, only three have recovered enough to get off. So we need, when something goes on the list, that there is a recovery plan in place, and we know how to measure success, and then when you get there, it comes off the list.
Republicans on the House Natural Resources Committee have approved five bills to overhaul the Endangered Species Act. They range from forcing cost reviews to be a part of the listing process to capping the fees attorneys can charge for taking up the cases. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says the effort is important.
The point has to be to get them off the list. So I think we need to look at, how we can empower the states more, for example, how we can make sure that there's an assessment of economic cost of the listing, what we can do to help limit litigation.
Cheney also wants to stop mass listings, where numerous animals in a region are protected at once.
We need to prevent groups from being able to request listings of a mass of species all at once. I think we need to talk about one species at a time.
But Democrats say the GOP effort is too short-sighted. Here's New Mexico's Tom Udall.
The big discussion, if we're ever going to have a discussion, has to include all the issues. And I don't ever see that happening. I see them normally targeting something very, very narrow and wanting to change it.
Udall says he hasn't seen the proposals yet, but as the train passed by us in the basement of the Capitol, he explained that for him to get on board with the effort, he wants more protections for species, land, and regions.
Endangered species is about ecosystems and the health of ecosystems, and so you need to approach it in that way. So as soon as they're willing to sit down and really talk about how do we look at what's happened since the Endangered Species Act passed and how do we encourage and support healthy ecosystems, I'm happy to participate in the conversation.
Montana Democratic Senator John Tester hasn't seen the GOP bills either, but says he's open to changes.
Could it use modification? Sure. What those things are right now, I can't tell you off the top of my head, but we certainly take a look at it. But if the idea is to roll it back so that it doesn't, I just don't think that's a positive thing. Otherwise, it will become the endangered species.
But Senator Barrasso says the current iteration of the Endangered Species Act is hampering communities and stifling their economies.
We're now at a point where there are endangered species in 99% of the counties in the United States. So you have Republicans and Democrats who are looking at this and saying, gee, something is wrong here because of the impact of all of these new listings on jobs, on the economy, and on the people in their communities. So we say you need to modernize it and update it in a way that actually does the job of helping species recover.
While the effort to overhaul the Endangered Species Act has broad GOP support in the House, it's unclear if it can garner the 60 votes necessary to pass the Senate. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And that's it for this edition of The Modern West. Again, you can stay up to date on what's happening with the grizzly hunt at wyomingpublicmedia.org, and we'll have a new episode of The Modern West next month. In the meantime, you can find more stories and episodes at our website, themodernwest.org. Taylor Stagner produced this show. Anna Rader is our web editor. The theme music is by Jeff Troxell, and I'm Micah Schweitzer. The Modern West is a production of Wyoming Public Media.